have to keep our wedding guest list below 250.
Oh. Here's a name we can cross off.
Oh, no, not Uncle Cecil. It wouldn't be an Uncle wedding without Uncle Cecil.
Isn't he the one who draws a face on his stomach and then makes his belly button talk?
Oh, no, that's Aunt Miriam. Uncle Cecil's the one who shoves paint up his nose and sneezes portraits.
I bet he's very prolific during cold and flu season.
Oh, yeah, that's when he does landscapes.
Steve, I don't see your parents' name on this list.
Oh, I called them in Moscow, and they said they would be busy on our wedding day.
Busy?
Yeah, as bad luck would have it, their favorite episode of the Mod Squad is coming on. Of course, over there it's called Modsky Squadsky.
Well, I guess that's two less badger fillets we have to pay for.
Laura, there is something else I'd like to bring up. It's a long-standing Urkel tradition to wait 3 months before consummating the marriage.
But Steve...
Okay, you talk me out of it. Consummate my marriage.
Hello, are you Steve Urkel?
Oh, my God! Buzz Conrad, the famous astronaut? Wow, I can't believe I'm actually shaking hands with a man who walked on the moon.
Do you mind if I come in?
Well, sure. Come on in. Bruce Conrad wants to come in. Take one small step for man, one giant step.
That was the other guy.
Sorry. Buzzy? Meet my honey. Laura Winslow. Laura Winslow, Buzz Conrad.
How do you do? It's very nice to meet you.
Great to meet you.
What in the name of William Shatner are you doing here?
Well, Steve, I have very exciting news. The International Space Program has chosen you to be the first student in space.
I'm so embarrassed. Of course, you probably fainted when you found out you were going into space.
No.
During liftoff?
No.
Re-entry?
No.
You never fainted?
Just once, when I watched an episode of Homeboys in Outer Space.
So, why'd you pick Steve?
Well, the space program had a national science contest, and Steve's entry won first place.
Really? You mean you like the Urkel AGF 5000?
Oh, yeah.
The Urkel AGF 5000?
Yeah, AGF stands for Artificial Gravity Field. You see, I worked up some equations that, in theory, should produce gravity in a weightless environment.
Steve, we're building a prototype of your invention right now, and we want to test it in space with you aboard.
I'm the man!
We'll need you to train in Houston for 6 months.
I'm not the man.
What?
Well, my sweetie and I are scheduled to be hitched in 2 months. Why, we've already booked the caterer, the church, the hall. I even hired a cheese sculptor to do our likeness in Velveeta. See, we're kissing in a sea of crackers.
I see.
Can you excuse us for 1 minute?
Certainly.
Steve, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
But Laura, so is marrying you. I want to get hitched before you change your mind.
Steve, that's not going to happen. Look, we'll just postpone the wedding until after you return from space.
No wonder I love you so much. Buzzy? Count me in. I'll go on one condition.
What's that?
I get to steer the space shuttle.
No.
Honk the horn?
No.
Wink the light?
No.
Ride shotgun?
Do you?
I love this guy.
Edward,
You are the third generation of Winslow men to graduate from the police academy. Son, I have never been more proud of you.
Let me tell you, Dad, I couldn't have had a better role model.
To Eddie. Eddie.
Man, this is just fizzy apple juice.
Come on, Laura, why don't you help me with Eddie's cake?
Sure, Mom.
Wait a minute. It's cake in the kitchen, and I'm in the living room? Bye.
You better get in there before it gets strung out on frosting.
Oh, Edward.
Sit down. I got a present for you. I almost forgot about it.
Oh, cool. I hope it's green with dead presidents on it.
Oh.
Here you go, honey.
Chocolate marble cake. Slam
it. You know, this is Steve's favorite cake, too. Except he likes it with a nice slice of Spam on top.
You really miss him, don't you?
Of course. It's been 6 months. Can't believe I miss him this much. It's like a piece of me gone.
Laura, you sound like a woman in love.
Well, he's coming home tomorrow for a couple days before the launch. We're going to go down to the poker hall and dance the night away.
Now you sound like a woman who's lost her mind.
Edward, ever since you told me you wanted to become a police officer, I've wanted to give this to you. So here.
Wow. Bulletproof vest?
Mm-hmm.
Dad, won't they issue me one of these when I report to duty?
Yeah, but they won't issue you this one. This is my lucky vest.
Hmm.
See that mark right there?
Yeah, it looks like mustard.
Below that.
Oh, here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Dad, was this mark made by a bullet?
Yep. A 38 slug.
You never told me you were shot.
Well, you were only 5 when it happened. It was a simple traffic stop. Guy was speeding. I pulled him over, asked to see his license, and he pulled out a gun and shot me.
Why?
Well, it turns out he was wanted for murder in another state. And he thought I made him. If it wasn't for this vest, I wouldn't be here today.
Wow. That's deep.
Mm-hmm. Come on, let me help you try it on.
Cool.
What's keeping Steve? He said he was going to be here at 9.
Relax, Laura. It's only 10 after.
Oh, my God. I thought it was only 5 after.
Hi, Laura.
Oh, Steve.
Woo. Oh, I thought you'd be happy to see me.
Nice.
Standard issue.
I'm not talking about the outfits.
Welcome back, Steve. You're looking good.
That's what 6 months of astronaut training will do for a guy.
Oh, so what's it like in Houston?
Oh, a little hot, humid, way too many June bugs.
No, I meant the Space Center.
Oh, a little hot, humid, way too many June bugs.
Daddy, I haven't seen Steve in 6 months.
I know. So, tell me about the astronauts you're going up with.
Well, the first guys I trained with, well, they left after a month. The second two guys, they put in for early retirement. Kind of odd for fellas in their 20s. So I'm going up with the last guys left, Colonel Mitch Parker and Major Alan Healy.
Whoa. So tell me about your mission.
He goes up, he comes down. Come on, Steve.
It's a little more. You dragged me away. I was just about to tell Carl. Houston, we have ignition.
Sorry, I just had to be there.
Oh, I'll never apologize for kissing me. Here, let me wipe off your seat.
It's fine. I am so proud of you.
Really?
Of course. First student in space. You're only 21 years old and you're making history.
And to think a year ago I couldn't get a job at Taco Bell. Well, Laura, what's the matter?
I don't know, I was just thinking. It took me 15 years to realize how important you are to me. Now I could lose you.
No way. Ain't gonna happen.
Steve, I want you to promise me something.
Why, anything.
I want you to promise me that no matter what, you'll find a way to come back to me.
I promise, Laura Lee.
Wonderful meal.
Oh, it surely was.
Now, you see, Blanche, lasagna doesn't have to be crunchy.
How would you know, dear? You don't chew, you just swallow.
Well, I'm so glad you and the commissioner could make it tonight.
Listen, why don't you and I go in the living room and smoke a couple of cigars?
Oh, commissioner, no, I don't smoke.
How about we drink a little cognac?
No, sir, I don't drink.
Uh-huh. How about we just get away from the women?
Blanche, you have two sons on the force, don't you?
No, only Cliff became a cop. Our other son, Cody, chose a different career.
Oh?
He's touring with Beauty and the Beast. He's the lead Borg.
Oh, you must be very proud.
Yes. And you must be proud of Eddie.
Very. And worried.
I used to worry about Cliff, too. But I made sure that his father gave him a safe assignment.
You did?
Mm-hmm. He put him in charge of evidence lockup, and he records all of the stolen goods that get confiscated.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Hmm. Not only is Cliff safe, but check out the new watch. Just kidding. Harriet, would you like for me to talk to my husband about Eddie?
Oh, I don't know.
Are you sure? I don't lose any sleep worrying about my son.
Blanche?
Yes.
Why don't you go ahead and talk to him about it?
I'll be happy to, Harriet.
You couldn't ask for a more beautiful morning for this historic launch of the first student in space aboard the Space Shuttle Explorer.
I've never been more nervous in my life.
Steve is going to be just fine.
This is a very critical stage in the countdown as they complete the fueling process.
Flight controls have been tested. Standing by to gimbal the main engine. Green at the pad.
Uh-oh. Wedgie alert.
It's gonna get a whole lot worse before it gets better, son.
The countdown is at T-minus 1 minute and counting. Wait. Ladies and gentlemen, it appears that the countdown has been halted. There must be some complex and highly technical problem.
You'll have to come with me, miss.
Don't touch me, you brute. I'm with him. You're embarrassing your country. Not to mention me. Let go of me!
The technical problem has been resolved and the countdown can resume. The honor of launching Explorer goes to the first student in space, young Stephen Q. Urkel. He is prepared for this moment with 6 months of rigorous and intensive training.
Mission control, final ignition sequence ready to commence.
Hydraulic power units activated. Pressure water system activated. Launch ignition system on.
Ready, kid?
I was born ready!
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7...
4, 3, 2, 1.
Safe, Steve.
Hey, Officer Winslow. How's it going out in those mean streets, huh?
I have no idea. I've been reassigned, Dad.
What?
Yeah, they yanked me off my beat and busted me down to Meter Maid.
Well, but why?
I don't know. They shoved me into a little three-wheel motor scooter, dumped a box of chalk on my lap, and sent me on my way.
Well, this doesn't make sense. I mean, I talked to your supervisor yesterday, and he said that you were doing a great job.
Yeah. Well, today he's got me slapping parking tickets on Yugos. Dad, can't you help me out on this?
Well, son, I'll talk to Commissioner Geist, but I can't promise anything.
You know, I became a cop so I could protect people from criminals. Man, this sucks.
Hey guys, being weightless is neat out with wild sauce. It's like being underwater, except I can breathe. And I don't have to wear nose plugs or ear clips. And there's no chlorine to chafe my nipples.
Yeah, that's what Neil Armstrong used to say.
I'm a balloon in the Macy's parade.
Go ahead, kids. Say hello to the world.
Hello, world. Steve Urkel here. I dedicate this mission to my heavenly hottie, Laura Lee Winslow, soon to be Laura Lee Urkel. How I wish all of you could meet my fiancé, but that's impossible. So give her a ring at 312-555-0139.
This is Mission Control. Your go for the Urkel AGF 5000 experiment. Planet is watching.
These tennis balls you see floating in the air around me will serve as a visual aid. If my machine works, a gravity field will form, and these balls will fall right to the floor. If it doesn't, well, 48 million of your taxpayer dollars will go right down the toy. Here goes! Giant suits! It works!
Congratulations, kid.
Way to go, Steve.
You've demonstrated what the young minds of America are capable of achieving. You are the man. Our computers have analyzed the data from the AGF 5000, Steve, and it's an unqualified success.
By cracking open a tube of meatloaf paste, and for dessert, we'll have cobbler in a pouch.
Oh, man, I gotta hand it to you, kid. At first, I thought you were an irritating dweeb. Turns out, you're an irritating genius.
I love you, man.
Explorer, this is Mission Control. We've got a little situation here.
What's the matter, Houston?
Well, the AGF 5000 has, drawn a satellite off course.
Where's it headed?
Right at you. And that sucker's booking.
I hope this baby has airbags!
can't re-enter the Earth's atmosphere with a satellite sitting on our back.
You're going to have to send out the nerd.
Only Mac and only.